This is the Daily Shift. I hope everybody is having a fantastic weekend and will have a positive, very great Christmas Day. If you don't celebrate Christmas, whatever you are celebrating, I hope it's great. I hope it's filled with love, magic in the air, and just great and tons and tons of great energy. Let's just phrase it like that. And I hope your New Year's is heading that way as well. Now, it's not going to be a full show today. This is an early show, in fact. In this, on Sunday, Christmas Eve, like I said, if you don't celebrate Christmas, it's still a day that maybe your family is seeing you, or maybe you have off, or you don't have to deal with work. If you don't have to deal with work, it's always a reason to celebrate. today, I just want to spread a little bit of energy. We're going to have some rewinds, maybe some games, maybe just some facts that you would like to know about the holidays. Maybe just a whole bunch of randomness, which would just sum up the show, wouldn't it? Like I said, I haven't been feeling 100%, so we're going to go with what we already have stashed away. And hopefully it's something that you haven't heard, and then you'll be like, oh my gosh, they talked about this before. Well, now I'm definitely interested on what's going to happen next, just like I am right here on The Daily Shift. You know the many ways to listen: CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon, Podcaster. Oh my gosh, why am I forgetting? You know what? You see, this is how sick I am. I'm forgetting everything. Podcaster. You can also listen on the Wisdom app if you want to go in and talk to me once I start feeling better. And then also, don't forget about the Jukebox Radio, My Spin Radio, Outside the Box Radio. You can listen there. And don't forget about the other fantastic channels like My Vibe and the Jazz Lounge and so many other fantastic stations. This is The Daily Shift. If you're listening in the morning, then good morning and happy holidays. Have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic week. But if you're listening at night and you're heading to bed and you're ready to go to sleep, well, then good night. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. Count the headlights on the This is The Daily Shift right after Thanksgiving. We are back and we are excited, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited because of the question of the day that that I just thought of at the beginning of the show. So with this, I gotta ask you guys, Corn Cloudy, when it comes to the holidays and things like that, have you, like, going Black Friday shopping or shopping around a holiday that's like, that makes this, or any type of day that makes the store crowded, like the new release of like the PlayStation or Xbox or a television or whatever the case may be, have you ever done that before, like that type of shopping?
Are you asking Coron?
I'm asking both of you, because like, I'm sure everybody has that one thing that's like, I gotta get, be the first one to get that. If it's a new phone, or the, or like a new system, or like whatever it is. New shoes.
Why do you have to be the first person? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it if it's like an Xbox, I mean a PS5 that's only limited to like 500 customers first. I get it, but you don't have to be the first of those 500 customers. Like, what difference does it make? And if they run out, they run out. It is what it is. In a couple of months' time, they'll be out again and selling just like
where
everything else.
Is the competitive spirit. Oh, my. They're, with the holiday season, they're
I'm
supposed to be.
I'm just not a natural consumer.
You have not been brainwashed by years
not.
Of marketing.
I have. It's, I'm sorry. I used to play with action figures. I know what it's like to go to Toys R Us and not find that Samurai Trooper / Ronin Warriors action figure. You're like, no one even knows what this is. How is it? Like, you're so... Oh, I still have the rage. I will never forget.
Clearly, there's still some unresolved issues there.
The holidays is not, it's all about the competitive spirit. Who's gonna get there first? It's like the Halloween costume thing. Like, you know, when you go to the store, like the shops, and it's ransacked, it's because everyone's looking for that one mask or whatever, and it's like, you know, there's only gonna be one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but worse, because now there's a deal attached to it. I remember going to GameStop when the PlayStation 3 was like on sale. It was like $199 and you get like four games. And I was like, wait a minute, what? You get like four games. It like was God of War and like two other or like three other games or something like that. And I was like, yes. I went to the store and I worked next door and I walked over. And, like, the line was all right, like, all the way around, like, the plaza. And I was like, oh, no. Because I knew the people that worked there. I worked next door. So I was like, hey, guys, by the way, can you just, you know. He was like, well, when are you going to be in? I was like, just give me, like, 30 minutes. That's when my break is. The hookup. Avoid the traffic. Avoid the traffic of the chaos. And back then, it was worse. There were no ticket numbers. It was a free-for-all. There was an old lady beating a man with a cane. But
I think if you're interested in like computers and things like that, it's very difficult to stay up to date with the newest thing without like literally breaking every investment you have.
Yes.
You
oh
have
my
no
gosh.
Money left
yes.
Because things just come out so quickly. Like, I was looking at some nice technology today, looking at some graphics cards. I want to get a new motherboard and things. And I bought new parts not that long ago, and so many new generations have come out since then. So it's expensive.
So wait, would you ever, like, if it was like a Willy Wonka for all, like, you know, like you get like a, there's only five of them. Would you try to be first at the store for that?
If it depends, it would have to depend on, it would have to be something really special, but yes, I would be willing to throw hands for something really special. No, I'm kidding.
That was the greatest. I think that's going to win. Like, if we had a moment of the year, that's going to... So I'm like, I just imagine you walking out with like the what's that movie called, Fight Club, like wristbands on, like the wrappings around your wrist.
Yeah.
Cracking your knuckles as you walk up. Walk up, there's only five, there's 15 of you. This ain't gonna work for me. Corn? Who are you?
You're not.
For some reason, he has a samurai sword.
You're locked in here with me, type of thing.
Yeah. They all look at you. We're outside. It doesn't matter. Oh my gosh. Well, we're gonna get some calls anyway. No. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
I was kidding.
So he says, as he has his samurai sword ready. The time has once again come. What? Why is he talking like that?
This isn't a movie, man.
Shing! Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Shift. You want to keep it locked right here. We will be right back on Outside the Box Radio. This is the Daily Shift. We are here on American Heritage Day. And wait, I'm sorry, Native American Heritage Day. Oh my goodness. I am sorry. I am butchering this. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are back. And hopefully you all enjoyed your holiday, whatever day you celebrated. I know Canada celebrates Thanksgiving a little bit early. I hope you all are enjoying the weekend as we get started. And with that being said, we should get started on these facts so people know what they're walking out into the world into. Cloudy.
Yay, my favorite time of the day is the fact time, because I always rock at these facts. And I have some pretty interesting ones that I even was like laughing about because they're really weird, but also really cool. But I think because we haven't had Cora on the show for a couple of times, I think we should ask him to start off with fact.
That sounds good. I actually read... I didn't have a fact prepared, but I read an interesting fact, which is weird. Yeah. So I have a fact for us, but it's a bit of a weird one. But so, and I don't even know how I came across this, but it would take 1.2 million mosquitoes, each sucking once, to completely drain the average human of blood.
Wait, what?
1.2 million mosquitoes on one body. To suck out the blood.
I feel like 1.2 million mosquitoes doesn't even scratch the surface of how many mosquitoes exist. Like, I always there's at least 1.2 million around me all the time. At least.
If they all had one little chomp on you, you would be drained of all the blood in your body. That's crazy. 1.2 million.
What if I was having blood transfusion at the same time? Then what happens? Like, am I okay? All right.
Then you're an all you can eat buffet. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
And they will call their friends and give it a 5-star rating.
They're gonna call their friends. What? They have cell phones now. What? What age are we? Well, this is 2021. Who knows what's gonna happen now? Like. Well, thank you for that fact, Cora. Wait, do you have more?
No, that's it. That's it.
Just give me another reason to be afraid to walk outside.
I'm going to leave it with that.
Speaking of hitting 2021 and weird scientific things, this is actually fitting in perfectly with this. So text messages sent by eagles bankrupted a scientific study. That's so weird to think of, that eagles had a phone, like we were talking about now with the mosquitoes and the phone. So apparently there was a research done in Russia where they had attached a SMS text-based tracking device to 13 eagles in hope that they would send back valuable information about their behavior, like where they were and what was going on or whatever. Unfortunately, though, one bird flew all the way to Iran.
What?
And there, according to Smithsonian, where roaming rates are sky high. So it's super expensive to send text messages from Iran. To get an idea of that kind of money involved, the eagles sent hundreds of text messages at once, and each one cost about 77 cents. Scientist Elena Schneider told the New York Times, he disappeared for 5 months, and all of a sudden, here he is with a very, very high phone bill. The bill was so bad that they ended up bankrupting the study.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Like, what happened to the bird? I don't know. Maybe he met somebody.
Shame. But I mean, if he was sending a text message every second and it's 77 cents per text message, that's crazy. No wonder they're bankrupt.
It's made calls to like Soho. A few calls to the Cayman Islands. It was just, it was like, really? You're giving me a cell phone and I could just go. It's like, yeah, just go, go do what you got to do. That bird was like, yo, I'm free. I got a cell phone out of this. This is the life. Other birds. Oh my gosh, what is that? Oh, it's just a cell phone. Y'all don't know nothing about this yet. That bird was living in 2030 with those other birds. That's a super interesting fact, though. I didn't know that, like, bills are so, like, ridiculous for in that area that, like, they use birds. That's super interesting. I don't have anything that's gonna... Wow. Can we just go ahead and say Cloudy wins again, like, with the facts?
Yeah, that was incredible. As usual.
The only one I have is, men are the biggest Cyber Monday shoppers. Woo. It comes from...
Well, that actually does make sense, but not so much sense, because I know a lot of girls that have online shopping addictions.
That, I don't, it just...
Although, no, sorry. The type of stuff that they sell on Cyber Monday appeals more to men, I think.
I don't know. It just,
I really don't want to stand on a side here, because I like Cyber Monday.
I agree with that.
So this is what I have from the Facts site. Men are the biggest Cyber Monday shoppers. In the survey done across the 16 countries that all celebrate Cyber Monday, it was found that men across 56 of Cyber Monday are shoppers. Of the Cyber Monday are shoppers. Whatever. You know.
Okay. Yeah, I think men are less likely to also probably go into the Black Friday rush. So they'll be like, oh, I missed that. I might as well catch it up on Cyber Monday.
Yeah, I can see, like, a lot of people. I mean, I think Cyber Monday is, like, was, like, one of the busiest things. But now, because of, like, how everything is, it's just going to be a little bit more difficult. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let us know. Are you a Black Friday shopper or a Cyber Monday shopper? Let us know. Call us up. Cloudy, do you mind giving out that number?
It is 1-833 Radio BX. Keep it locked on Outside the Box Radio.
This is the Daily Shift. I am Clutch, joined by Cloudy.
Yeah, what is up?
Corin.
Hey.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Daily Shift, and we hope you are enjoying your Friday as we head into the first official holiday weekend. And I hope you all are enjoying it. And we have some information just to make it that much better. Corin has entertainment ready for us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's been a good week for entertainment. We have Resident Evil that came out on Wednesday. House of Gucci came out. So it's been a good week. We also have some really, really nice things coming up. Mostly, I'm looking forward to No Way Home. Have you guys seen the trailer? No spoilers, guys. No spoilers. Have you guys seen the trailer, though?
I have. I've watched it over and over. Like, it's really good. If you guys liked other Spider-Man movies, I think that you're personally going to enjoy this. Hint, hint, wink, wink. But I do think it's going to be a great movie. Cloudy, are you excited for this movie, for Spider-Man No Way Home?
I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan. I'm sorry.
That really hurt.
What?
I'm sorry. But I am excited to see Gucci, which is out at the moment. That's one of the things that I do want to see. And the movie Gucci.
That's
a Gucci.
Oh, wait, it's a movie? I thought it was a show.
No, it's a movie. It's out in theaters at the moment, and I really want to see it.
Huh. I didn't know. I thought it was okay. So that's. Oh, that's right. I did see the trailer for that. That's right. I'm sorry. I did see that. Oh my gosh.
I had to go Google now because I was like stressing that I just told the listeners nonsense. I was like, what? was I imagining it?
No, it looks good. It looks good. So other than that, on the movie front, it's a little bit quiet. There's some good games that came out recently. We have Battlefield 2042 that came out. There is Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl that came out. A lot of people excited about that. So yeah, on the gaming front and the movie front, there's some exciting stuff coming up.
I am excited. It sounds like there's going to be a lot going on. Spider-Man No Way Home, especially that's going to be a huge. I think that's going to be huge when it hits the theaters. Yeah. Also, if you're a Harry Potter fan Morbius. Like me, Morbius. Oh, Morbius. If you have not seen that trailer, you are missing out. But if you're like, sometimes I'm like that. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to see any spoilers. So just know that that looks really, really good. Jared Leto is going to do it. Looks like he's doing that some justice, I think. But like Harry Potter, also, if you're a huge Harry Potter fan like I am, there is a reunion happening at the beginning of the year, January 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And in the meantime, if you go to HBO Max, they're doing specials on that. So you don't want to miss that. You can catch the special, the reunion, also on HBO Max. So if you haven't subscribed to that, then I guess this would be the time to do so. That's it. That's all the information I had. I just wanted to talk about Harry Potter. It's great. It's a great series. I remember being in the theaters, like watching like the final movies, but like I watched some of them in theaters, some of them not, but I remember in the final theater, like people were like cheering at certain scenes and crying, and it was just like, what is happening? Like I was just like hearing the people behind me. The worst part was I was in like one of the front seats, so I was leaned back. I was in like a neck breaker. It was worse. It was the worst thing. But no, I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was.
I think it was so many years of our lives, right? I mean, there was so many movies, and it was just great. It was so great.
It was. I enjoyed it. Yeah, no, I remember like we were like having like a they were watching Harry Potter before like all the movies like on DVD before we left for the theater, and then like they made like little Harry Potter snacks and stuff like that. It was awesome. I will never forget that. This was like before Harry Potter World too, I think, or no, or it just came out, and like one of us just had like they finally just got the wand, and it was like, what, you got a wand? It was like, yeah. We were all trying to figure out ways to steal it. No, I'm joking.
It's actually a stick from Amazon.
No, it was the legit one. I think it had, like, there's something, like, to prove it. Like, you can, like, but, like, that's the thing. Like, I remember, like, back then, like, it only worked at the park. So I was like, so there's no, like, little book that you can use it on, like, when you take it home or something? I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she has it. I know she has it. I wonder if they ever came out with something, but yeah. Anyway, that's what's going on in entertainment. I like how we just did a whole segment on ripping on Harry Potter and like.
No. Spider-Man No Way Home is coming up.
Good cover. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your daily shift. Don't forget to get in your top 40 requests. Corin, what is that number that they can call to get in those requests?
Number is 1-833-RADIO-BX. Keep it locked right here on Outside of the Box Radio.